Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
How's everyone doing today? This is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturdays, August the 1st, the first day in August the 1st, which means that we're 4 months closer to 2016. How about that? 4 months away from 2016. Right about now, we're getting ready to start the show. I want to go ahead and dedicate this show to Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of Bobby Brown and the late singer Whitney Houston. I have a wonderful song that's probably a very good song that would perfect right about now to play. It's a wonderful song. It's a classic song I know that everyone will enjoy. It is Whitney Houston with "The Greatest Love of All." Let's sit back and enjoy. Miss Houston, if you please.
Here we are.
So much is there.
Excuse me. Having a problem with the stereo.
Let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to hear. Let the children laughter remind how we used to be. Every dog searching for heroes. People need someone to look up. I never found anyone who could fill my needs. Along the way, so I went to it's a sense of life.
Drowned in a bathtub at a Beverly Hills hotel in February 2012.
The Grammy Award winner scored numerous hits, including I Will Always Love You and The Greatest Love of All, which I played moments earlier, making her one of the most popular R&B artists of all time. Brown, whose father was R&B singer Bobby Brown, is expected to be buried on Monday. Ms. Brown will expect to be buried on Monday next to her mother at a New Jersey cemetery. So they have the funeral today, and her body will be shipped tomorrow, sometime later today, if not tomorrow, headed toward New Jersey to be buried beside her mother. There have been many people have made their condolences, particularly Tyler Perry, film director and actor Tyler Perry, who was at her mother's funeral, Whitney Houston's funeral, and he tweeted, "I'm a writer with no words. Ellipsis, Bobby Criss." And Maria Corcoran, an Alpharetta resident among the crowd, was quoted saying, "My heart goes out to the family, and I want them to see when they drive by that people really do care." Adrienne Gregory traveled from Connecticut with her husband and children to be near the funeral. And Ms. Gregory said that we're diehard fans of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. We just wanted to be as near as we could be, she said. An initial autopsy this week found no obvious underlying cause for Brown's death, but investigators are still looking into the case, which is under review by the Fulton County District Attorney's Office. No criminal charges have been filed. In other related news, in June, Bobby Christina, court-appointed conservator, filed a $10 million civil lawsuit accusing her boyfriend of causing life-threatening injuries and stealing from her bank account while she was in a coma. Brown had inherited her mother's fortune of over $100 million. Wow. I guess it's not just going to end with Bobby Christina's funeral. It looks like it's going to get really, really, really ugly as the weeks continue. Speaking of other news, of course, you know, yesterday I didn't have enough time to talk about people's birthdays yesterday. There were several birthdays of some celebrities I wanted to mention, but ran out of time, of course. And you know how that is, we'll run out of time. I wanted to say there were some special birthdays yesterday of July 31st that I at least give out to. Wesley Snipes, of course, you know him from Blade fame and from the movie New Jack City and Mo' Better Blues, the Spike Lee film. He turned 53 years old yesterday. Rico Rodriguez, the Latino teen actor who plays the kid Manny on the ABC Emmy Award-winning sitcom Modern Family, he turned 17 years old yesterday. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and also one of the sharks from Shark Tank, he turned 57 years old yesterday. Dean Cain, who played Superman in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, he turned 49 years old yesterday. And J.K. Rowling, the creator of the Harry Potter novels, has turned 50 years old yesterday. Speaking of which, J.K. Rowling, who turned 50 yesterday, is first billionaire author, adds to empire. She adds to her empire recently. Author, according to the journalists Carissa Giuliano and Sarah Witten, says 50 points to Gryffindor. Says author J.K. Rowling and the magical mind behind Harry Potter turned 50 years old yesterday, and her reign as literary queen is stronger than ever. Now, Rowling, according to Sunday Times UK Rich List, Rowling had an estimated worth of more than $1 billion in 2014, a combination of the writer's impressive book sales and in no small part to the success of the Harry Potter films. The entire franchise is estimated to be worth more than $24 billion in 2014, according to an IMDb and Scholastic Children's Books, but it is set to skyrocket with the addition of a trilogy of new films based on her book Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, quote unquote, a companion to the Harry Potter series, and a play titled Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, set to open at London's Paris Theater, London's Palace Theater next summer. The 8 films produced by Comcast Universal Studios has grossed more than, get this, more than $7.7 billion in worldwide box offices, according to Box Office Mojo. Similarly, the books have grossed more than $7.7 billion as well, and that total will only grow as publisher Bloomsbury prints editions with new cover designs and full-color illustrations. I wonder if they'll have, like certain movies, certain books that are adapted into, become adapted into movies. I wonder if J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series books, the Harry Potter series, will have covers of Daniel Radcliffe and Emma and Ron Weasley, you know, the people who played Harry Potter, Hermione, and the red-headed guy. I can't even forget it. I'm sorry. His name was the red-headed guy. The guy who ends up dating or marrying Hermione at the end, if anyone has seen Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. I wonder if they'll have, on the new covers of Harry Potter, will they have the characters who portrayed them in the film? I'm just wondering. I mean, it would be cool if they did. It would be really cool if they did. If they don't, then they don't. I mean, that's Ms. Rowling's prerogative. That's her prerogative. But in addition to publishing 7 Harry Potter novels and 3 companion books, Rowling has written a standalone novel called The Casual Vacancy and 3 books under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith, the most recent of which is due out in October. If record-breaking novels and films aren't enough for Rowling's legion of fans, more than 5.04 million followers on Twitter and 4.3 likes on Facebook, there's always a visit to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. With locations currently in Orlando, Florida, and Osaka, Japan, and another headed to Hollywood, Potterheads have ample opportunities to sip on a $6 butterbeer and bask in all that Rowling helped create. While Universal did not discuss financial details, reports estimate that Orlando's Wizarding World cost about $265 million to construct, and the Osaka base park cost close to $442 million. That is, you go, girl. You go. That is incredible. J.K. Rowling, go ahead with your bad self. I don't have no problem. You did the doggone thing. You came a long way. Tyler Perry, you were homeless, didn't have a dime to eat, didn't have a penny to your name. Now you're a freaking billionaire. So congratulations to you, to your books, and to your film franchises and your other future endeavors. Congratulations to you, Ms. Rowling. Also, I have some other news. This is from Macon, from our neck of the woods. Here's some other news, kind of really sad. Bibb County deputy arrested for kicking handcuffed man. This is from WGXA, from Catherine Shepard, a reporter from WGXA. Says the Bibb County sheriff's deputy was arrested yesterday for simple battery in violation of oath of office. Deputy Nathaniel Woodard was arrested yesterday morning, around 11:30 a.m., according to a press release from the Bibb County Sheriff's Office. The arrest stems from an incident that occurred on August 10, 2014, almost a year ago, during which Woodard and other deputies responded to a domestic incident involving the Basco Holly, age 38, of Macon. According to the release, during this incident, Woodard kicked Holly in the chest while he was handcuffed. According to the release, internal affairs investigators were already looking into the events surrounding Holly's arrest when in July they received a video of the incident. Woodard was booked into the Bibb County Law Enforcement Complex on a $2,840 bond. Woodward was hired in February 2011 as a Macon police officer prior to consolidation. and Woodward was terminated from the Bibb County Sheriff's Office on Friday, yesterday. Well, good job, Bibb County Sheriff's Department. Thank you for getting rid of the bad, crooked ones. Keep the good ones in line, and please, I know that's a tightrope that y'all working on, law enforcement. I don't hate law enforcement, but all these news is going on with police officers shooting folks, especially unarmed folks. I mean, it's about time, you know, law enforcement start cleaning house. And I tip my hat off to you, Bibb County Sheriff's Department. And just want to remind you all that, of course, on traffic, that, you know, that Monday will be the first day of school for a whole bunch of kids in Bibb County, making Bibb County. So I do have some other news that traffic patterns are going to change at both Howard High and Howard Middle Schools. Those traffic patterns have changed at two Bibb County schools in order to improve safety when dropping off and picking up students. So that parents will now drop off and pick up students at Howard Middle School and Howard High School using the main entrance to Howard High School on Forsyth Road. Now, traffic for Howard High School will continue as usual, and traffic for Howard Middle School will flow through the Howard High front parking lot to Howard Middle School and exit farther north on Forsyth Road. So that signs have been put there in place to help direct traffic. Wow. That's something. Well, that's good to know. That's really, really good to know. Also, I had another story about Donald Trump on the debate. Said that he may do terribly or great. Says that Donald Trump goes, America political campaigns follows. On an unofficial trip to Turnberry, Scotland, Donald Trump told reporters his sole focus was running for president. He said that 3 months ago I would have said business is more important, but now I'm more a politician, although I hate the wood, Trump said. Turnberry is the location of one of Trump's most lucrative golf courses, where the Women's British Open of Golf is taking place this week. How about that? If I have enough time, probably get some updates on the Women's British Open if we have enough time for tomorrow's show. It's only a week before the first Republican debate in which he has taken part. The outspoken candidate says his only plan was to show up. He says, I am who I am. I'm not a debater, Trump said, before adding he was a, quote, big job builder who get things done. Maybe I'll do terribly, maybe I'll do great, quote, unquote. Well, we'll find out soon, but I definitely know one thing. It's definitely people are going to be on edge watching this. And regarding his earlier comments on Mexicans and illegal immigration, Trump did not show any sign of regret and said he was confident he would win the Hispanic vote. And Trump said that, I'm not known as a politically correct person, and for a good reason. Asked about how he would deal with foreign powers, Trump said he believed that he was a great diplomat and he would get on well with Russia and China. That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. That's something to say. There's been a lot of stuff that's been going on with animals, especially we talk about with the lion, Cecil the lion, that was wrongly murdered, killed off in a reserve in Zimbabwe in Africa. But there was a story that one of my actor friends, Santos de la Rosa from Atlanta, informed me about, and I have to talk about this. This is really terrible. For those who are really sensitive about animal issues, you probably might not want to hear this. You might want to cover your ears. But recently, there was this Illinois man who lights firework in dog's mouth while laughing about it. And it says that a man from Joliet, Illinois, is sought after by police after tricking a pit bulldog into taking a firework in his mouth moments before he had lighted it up. Now, the dog, they had a picture of the dog, is very gruesome. His jawbone is just shattered, just tore up from the blast of that little firecracker, that firework in his mouth. And unfortunately, the dog did not survive the incident. The dog died. The incident happened on July 7th when Nicholas Garcia, age 24, and his friend were lighting up some fireworks in an alley when a dog suddenly appeared. The two decided to have some fun with the animal and intentionally tossed a firework in its direction. The dog chased it and picked it up, immediately, moments before it went off in its mouth. The dog's owner, who had finally caught up with his dog during their usual stroll, witnessed the entire incident. The distraught owner claims that Garcia was amused by the situation before taking off moments after. Police have filed charges of destruction of property against Garcia, who had turned himself in. As we, the undersigned, strongly feel that the Illinois judicial system should file much tougher charges because the destruction of property does not apply in this case. Dogs are family sentient beings, but judging by these charges, it would seem that they are just some objects that got destroyed. This is hardly the case. Garcia needs to spend some time behind bars after taking the life of an innocent animal that is only guilty of curiosity. And there is, if you want to find out where you could find this place, I wish I could give it to you right now. I'm going to look for it sometime. If I don't have it today, I'm going to try my best to find this story to. Let me see. It was founded on a website, and if you want to make a petition on where to, talk about this story, to a petition to make stronger, stricter laws about animal cruelty, it's on this website. It's on the website that I can find. It's here. I want to be able to find this. I don't want to take anyone the wrong way, but it is a very important to me that I tell everyone about this, because it's important. It's really disturbing, and I want to make sure that people be able to find it, and I hope everyone be able to find it. It's on a 512. It's 528 right now. I want to get in. Well, I might as well go into the other story while it clears up. This Wi-Fi is just terrible, so freaking slow. I need to get better Wi-Fi. There's an American dentist that killed a beloved lion. Of course, you know about this. This happened earlier this week. Police in Zimbabwe are looking for an American dentist accused of killing a prized African lion. Conservation officials say the hunter and his team illegally lured the lion away from a national park. So far, the two people have been arrested, but the American says he did nothing wrong. Cecil the lion was well known to visitors in western Zimbabwe. The prized animal is described as majestic and unafraid of tourists. However, the animal's death is sparking an international outrage. According to conservationists, a Minnesota dentist and avid hunter, Walter James Palmer, and two guys illegally lured the lion off the protected land. The conservationists didn't say Palmer shot the animal with an arrow. The arrow didn't kill Cecil, but the men allegedly tracked the animal down and 2 days later shot him to death. The dentist's practice also has been shut down in Minnesota, but he has left contact information for patients to find him. He also released a statement saying that he thought everything about a hunt was legal and he was relying on his guides to make sure he did nothing wrong. Before the lion's death, researchers from Oxford University outfitted the animal with a GPS collar. According to conservationists, after his death, the lion was skinned and beheaded. So far, Palmer says he has not been contacted by the police or charged with a crime. Very, very terrible. Very terrible indeed. Oh my goodness! It's 3:29 a.m. It's getting close and close to the end of the show, but I at least want to get some more talk about this program. It is really, really sad about what happened. I had some more stories about this. In addition to which, about this lion killed earlier this week, because of this, this is from Yahoo News, the Zimbabwean authorities have now restricted hunting after the lion killing. Zimbabwe has suspended the hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in an area where a lion popular with tourists was killed, and is investigating the killing of another lion in April that may have been illegal also, according to the country's wildlife authority said today. In addition, bow and arrow hunts have been suspended unless they are approved by the head of the director of the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority. According to the organization, the authority said that it only received information this week about the possibly illegal killing of a lion in April. An arrest has been made in that case, according to officials. The announcement follows in an international outcry stemming from an American hunter's killing of a lion named Cecil that was allegedly lured out of a national park. Zimbabwean authorities say that the hunt was illegal and are seeking the extradition of Minnesota dentist turned hunter Walter James Palmer. Palmer is believed to have shot the lion with a bow and arrow in July 1st outside Hwange National Park after it was lured into private land with the carcass of an animal. Zimbabwe conservationists have said that the wounded cat was later tracked down and Palmer allegedly killed it with a gun. Two Zimbabweans, a professional hunter and a farm owner, have been arrested for the killing. Palmer has said that he relied on his guides to assure that the hunt was legal. Says, Hwange is favored by hunters because of its teeming wildlife, and only two lions were illegally killed last year. That is a really sad situation. I hope it's just bad when we just abuse nature like this. You know, first of all, how in the world you just lure a lion? Don't they know that is just wrong? That's like someone breaking in. How you going to kill a lion that's on a protective property? And then all of a sudden you're going to say that you had no idea. First of all, you had no reason to be at that reserve in the first place. Luring a lion out of that protected area and then killing it and shooting bow and arrow and then killing it? No, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. That is wrong. That's like going to Fort. That's like breaking into Fort Knox, stealing like two or three gold bullion and putting it in your bank account, and people wondering where you get that gold from. You know where you got that gold from. I'm trying to have fair and balanced talk about this situation, but you know this is cold blooded right here, man. This is straight cold blooded. I don't know how this guy is able to sleep at night with this, because this is just no way in the world you could just get away with talking, you know, about. It's just really terrible how you have to person just get away with this killing. You had no idea that it was illegal. First of all, you're on a protected land in the first place. You are, if you already there and you're trying to lure a wild animal that is protected, yeah, that is illegal. What you're doing is illegal. So I don't know why you're surprised. There's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for that, sir. And you're a dentist. It's not like you're starving to death. Why are you messing around, you know, killing the king of beasts? Trying to take his crown or something? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, if you want a crown that bad, stick to putting crowns in people's teeth, okay? That's all I'm saying. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end this program. It's already 3:34. I thank you for listening to this program. Be sure to check us out tomorrow. We'll be around 3:00. We'll finish out this first weekend in August, and hopefully you won't have that much of a headache since school is going to be starting 2 days from now. And I'll have some other stories, particularly this one particular story that I just found out just when we lost Dusty Rhodes last month. Another professional wrestler has passed away. Rowdy Piper has just passed away yesterday or early this morning at the age of 61. And I'm going to get into more about his life and talk about him on tomorrow's broadcast. Be sure to check us out unless notified on Fridays, every Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Be sure to check us out. If you want to advertise with us, make sure that you give me a call at 478-731-1926 or call Marvella Ivory at 478-228-3715 or email us at It's marvelousradioshow@gmail.com. That's marvelous with two L's all run together. It's marvelous with no apostrophe. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett here, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Saturday. We hope to see you again tomorrow. And like I said, I dedicate this, we have this Marvelous Radio Show, dedicate this episode, this broadcast to Bobby Christina Brown, daughter of Bobby Brown and the late Whitney Houston. We started the show with the greatest love of all, Whitney Houston. We're going to end it with Bobby Christina Brown's aunt or older cousin, Dionne Warwick, and her friends Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder with their great, great hit of 1985. That's what friends are for. Have a wonderful Saturday, everyone. Have a marvelous Saturday, and take care.
And as far as I remember, when I got the chance to say that I should believe I love you, I should never go away. But then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can't remember, he smiled, he shouted, don't you can always tell me, but sure, that's what friends are for good times and bad times, all the on your side forevermore. Well, you came and opened me. You got to know what more I see. And so by the way I take you, oh, I'm expecting you to come. Well, I'm cool to rise and love. Look, the color from my heart. And well, you can remember. Oh, keep smiling, keep smiling. Knowing you can always count on me. What's your? That's what friends are for. In good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep shining, keep shining. Oh, you can't always count. What friends are for, good times and bad times, I'll be honest, you know what you mean. What friends are for,
Have a marvelous Saturday, everyone. Take care. Thank you.